Casey, when do you think you guys had trouble closing out games the last 2 weeks?
We just got to get better at finishing. It really can't put our thing on Twitter. The young team, as we grow up, that's one thing we got to learn how to do. We got to learn how to finish games.
How do you learn how to do that?
You just got to keep, you know, each week you learn something about your team. You can't do this, you can't do that. And, you know, right now we're learning, we got to learn how to finish better.
What do you think of Buster's game on Sunday?
You know, I think he'd like to have a couple of plays back, but this guy competed and went toe-to-toe with a bunch of guys, but I'm sure there's a couple of plays he'd like to have back.
Casey, how do you think the numbers are pretty solid in terms of pass rushing, hit the quarterback. Why were you guys so much more successful last week than prior?
Those guys are just steady working at it. You know, we didn't change anything. Those guys just keep working at it, like, you know, week in and week out, try to get better at it in practice. But, you know, saw those signs. Those really pleasing to see.
Does it hurt a little bit more when you watch that film against the Dolphins, though, and you see 17 points given up, I think, in the last 11-ish minutes or so?
I think it was 9 minutes.
Not
seven, I'm sorry. I know we gave up probably 14 points in the last 9 minutes. But any time we lose, it hurts, you know, especially when you had a lead. Go back to the question, you got to find a way to finish those games. You get a 14-point lead, we expect to finish the game.
What are you guys going to do at slot corner and nickel if both Buster and Xavier's going to be out, if Buster can't play?
Well, as of right now, we got a couple of different options we're looking at if he can't play, but we'll wait and just see how that plays out, and then Todd will be in later and tell you more about injuries, but we're just going to wait and see how that plays out.
What are the biggest differences between playing outside corner and slot corner?
It's really just a different kind of matchup. Inside guys, there's a lot of different routes, a lot of quickness, change of direction. The matchup's different than outside. You're just out there on the island, but the route combinations are different, and the matchup is different. The type of player you're facing in there is different than on the outside.
The guys you're working at slot right now, have they played up in college or elsewhere?
Well, we feel comfort in all our corners, and all our corners have been inside and outside at some point in time.
Casey, why do you think the Atlanta offense is close to what they accomplished last year?
Well, when you look at it, you know, that's kind of, I think they're ranked 7th in total offense in the league right now. They're averaging 120 on the ground, 250 through the air. So we're sitting there looking at it. What is different in the thing? It probably might be just scoring. Those guys are talented. You sit there, two runners. You got probably one of the best receivers in the game, marquee quarterback. And when you watch them, they're explosive. So you're sitting there like saying, if you're saying you're playing a team that averages 372 yards offensive, usually that's going to be pretty good.
Well, clearly Ryan looks, he doesn't look like the same guy as he did here.
I guess I see it differently from the standpoint of, you know, the Atlanta, their Miami game, we saw part of that for going in with 17-0 at half, and you one or two penalties from being 34-0. I guess I see it differently. These guys are talented, you know, all the way around. They're making plays for just every reason, but they are scary.
Mo Wilkerson seemed active on Sunday. What did you think of his performance?
I thought he had a really good game. I thought he played with a lot of energy, and one play that really stuck out, and I don't know if you remember the 3rd-and-18 screen that he ran and made. That's a clinic type play. But the guy had a lot of energy, and he was just got to keep him on that path. I thought he did an outstanding job. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
His best game so far this year.
You know, I don't know if I can rate it like that. I just kind of, as I watched that play, stood out and just saw, you know, everything he's doing. Because sometimes, you know, I think he had a good game. He might have not had any stats. I think this time maybe, you know, he might have showed up more on the side. But he was into the game. I just thought he played really well.
Did you see a difference in his energy level?
I can't really say a difference. I just, you know, when you see the flash plays from the interception, then I saw that on the screen. It just kind of jumped at me. This guy's all over the place. But, yeah, I thought he had a really good game.
What does Robert Nelson bring to the table?
You know, we've seen he's been here with us about 2-3 weeks now, but this guy, you just kind of watch him run around. He's extremely quick and extremely competitive. And, you know, ever since he's been here, we just liked everything he's done.
Everybody good?
Thank you.
Okay. See you next one.